Thank you all for holding, and welcome to the Westwood Holdings Group second quarter 2014 earnings conference call. Today's call will begin with a presentation, followed by a question-and-answer session. Instructions on that feature will begin later in the program. I would now like to turn the call over to your host for today's conference, Sylvia Fry, Chief Compliance Officer. Ms. Fry, your line is now open.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and welcome to our second quarter earnings conference call. Today, I'd like to start by reading our forward-looking statements disclaimer. The following discussion will include forward-looking statements. These forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors which may cause actual results to be materially different from those contemplated by the forward-looking statements. Additional information concerning the factors that could cause such a difference is included in our press release issued earlier today, as well as in our annual report on Form 10-K for the year ended December 31st, 2013, filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission. We undertake no obligation to publicly update or revise any forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. You are cautioned not to place undue reliance on forward-looking statements. In addition, in accordance with SEC rules concerning non-GAAP financial measures, the reconciliation of our economic earnings and economic earnings per share to the most comparable GAAP measures is included at the end of our press release issued earlier today. On our call today, we will have Brian Casey, our President and Chief Executive Officer, and Bill Hardcastle, our Chief Financial Officer. I will now turn the call over to Brian Casey, our CEO.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for taking the time to join our call today. While there's never a shortage of work for us to do or goals for us to reach, which is how we like it to be, it's the time of the year that we pause to reflect on the fact that it was 12 years ago that we decided to become a public company. Thinking about that makes us profoundly grateful, and we want to thank you, our shareholders, for the invaluable part that you've played and continue to play in the success of Westwood. At the time of Westwood's spin-off, only a small handful of asset management companies were public. The asset management industry had not yet embraced the public form of ownership as an advisable move to make. We felt like the ability to share ownership with all of the people that work at Westwood on behalf of our clients provided proper alignment. We felt that a daily mark-to-market provided strong motivation to do our best for clients at all times, and that the transparency that comes with being public to be an unbiased measure of our progress. Finally, being public allows us to run our business like the businesses that we've admired over more than 31 years, namely those companies that have supportive balance sheets, that generate strong free cash flow, that share dividends with their shareholders in a meaningful way, that have long-tenured employees and stable management, that have high incidences of insider ownership, that are disciplined with shareholder capital, and are ethical beyond reproach. These are the characteristics that are top of mind at all times at Westwood, and we want to express our deep appreciation to those shareholders who've been with us from the beginning. We simply would not be here where we are today without your support. We surpassed $20 billion in assets under management for the first time in our history this quarter and had our highest level of revenues and earnings. We also had positive absolute performance for every single strategy we manage. Relative performance was also largely positive in the second quarter, as most strategies either outperformed or matched their respective benchmarks. Although equity correlations have continued to decline, we believe fundamentals and security selection will be key drivers of returns going forward and are pleased that our portfolio holdings continue to report solid results. Westwood's specialized strategies were strong performers as well. Our Income Opportunity product, which gained 5% for the quarter and ranked in the top decile of its peer group for the period. Our MLP product, which continues to build an impressive long-term track record with a gain of approximately 15% in the second quarter and just over 20% for the first half of 2014. Our REIT product, which posted a return of 7.6% in second quarter, ranking in the top quartile of its peer group. When we turn to our U.S. value strategies, we find few exceptions to the positive trends. Westwood's all-cap value strategy performed well in the second quarter on both an absolute and relative basis, ranking in the top third of its peer group, and our SMID-cap strategies also posted strong returns, ranking in the top quartile of its peer group for the first half of the year. Our small-cap value strategy modestly trailed its benchmark in the second quarter, but the month of July has been very kind as our small-cap product has moved slightly ahead of the benchmark year-to-date. The small-cap product ranks in the top third of its peer group on a one-year basis and is in the top decile on a three-year basis. Large-cap underperformed in the second quarter, but I'm encouraged after hearing our large-cap team update yesterday. It has been a difficult cycle for high-quality managers. For over 5 years, the market has favored low-quality, low-ROE, high-beta, non-dividend payers, and small-cap companies. The cycle has been elongated due to the unprecedented Fed stimulus efforts, and while it's been painful to wait for this cycle to turn, we are hopeful because we believe quality outperforms over time. Our large cap upside capture continues to improve even as the markets advance. Our downside capture in the 3 months we've had over the past year or so, namely June and August of last year and January of this year, were all positive. Our portfolio companies are high quality and trading below our estimate of their intrinsic value. Our portfolio companies are growing faster than the large cap benchmark and appear less expensive than the large cap benchmark, while our active share is north of 77%. At some point, the market will turn our way, and we should exhibit the large cap outperformance that we've delivered over many market cycles in over three decades of managing money. The positive results of our second quarter were further bolstered by the strong performance of Westwood Trust, which saw its assets under management increase by over $100 million. We have made three significant new hires this year, and our new business development remains robust, with prospect meetings trending nearly 40% above the prior quarter's pace. We're excited about the growth potential for Westwood Trust and look forward to seeing the results of the increase in new business prospecting activity in the year ahead. While we're encouraged by all of this, nothing better exemplifies the exceptional performance of the second quarter, as well as our overall positive trajectory, than the Westwood Mutual Funds. Total mutual fund assets finished the quarter at $3.3 billion in assets under management. The performance of our Income Opportunity Fund particularly stands out. The fund reached $2 billion in assets with net flows of $129 million, as investment advisors and their investors continue to favor multi-asset class strategies that demonstrate low volatility. The fund has now doubled since last year and continues to attract assets. We continue to see income opportunity being used in a number of ways by institutional investors. This year, its use as a liquid alternative or absolute return strategy has been the most prevalent. This has resulted in a significant number of new clients choosing to invest through both our mutual fund and separate account vehicles. Most notable in Q2 was a $200 million separate account created by a large Midwestern public fund. When we consider that mutual funds have largely been in outflow mode for over a decade, it's all the more impressive that Westwood funds have had inflows and have grown, and grown so rapidly. The critical mass asset level that every mutual fund seeks to meet is to have $100 million under management. In fact, the majority of mutual funds never reach the $100 million level. Of our 10 Westwood mutual funds, six of them have assets that have met and exceeded that mark. Our UCITS fund, which is not even a year old, has reached over $835 million in assets. We welcomed a significant new investment of $130 million in client assets from a Dutch private bank, and the prospects for additional flows look promising. Our first UCITS fund has exceeded expectations, and the structure is now in place to launch additional sub-funds and other strategies for non-U.S. investors as demand dictates. This kind of growth isn't accidental. It's the direct result of our commitment to maintaining a world-class research department both in Dallas and Toronto. We often quote John Wooden, the famous UCLA basketball coach and the inspiration for our name Westwood, who said, "It's the little details that are vital. Little things make big things happen." Our research department's tireless attention to the little details is the key to our major successes, and this has been particularly acute recently with the detailed work of our Westwood International Advisors team. the WIA team continued its intensive on-the-ground research efforts in the second quarter, focusing at first on Asia, North America, and Africa. Our analysts covered an exciting array of potential companies, with visits across mainland China focusing on the industrial segment, as well as visits to Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, Singapore, and the Philippines. Patricia even visited Nigeria and Ghana to meet with companies and local authorities. All in all, the team visited in excess of 80 companies on these trips alone. The laborious travel and extensive research has begun to bear fruit, with the EM strategies well ahead of their benchmarks and in the top of their peer groups year to date. Our strategies in emerging markets continue to receive a high level of engagement from investors, both within North America and overseas. This has continued so far in the third quarter with the notable funding of a $500 million mandate by a large Canadian investor over the last few weeks. We've also been awarded three new mandates in the Emerging Markets Plus strategy that intend to fund in the coming months. This will help significantly increase the current level of assets and assist us in future fundraising efforts. For a number of reasons, we believe our newest strategy, EM SMID, is well placed for growth. Most notably, it's been less than a year since it was launched, and yet it's one of very few strategies to have $500 million in assets under management in its particular part of the market. Our corporate development team has been evaluating established private wealth firms with strong reputations and client bases. We've had some meaningful discussions recently, but remain disciplined with our shareholder capital. We continue to believe that Westwood is the ideal partner for business owners that want to continue to grow their own business while partnering with a company with a trusted reputation, a long history of customer satisfaction, and a liquid, publicly traded stock. Westwood launched a new corporate website at the beginning of June, and we're now in the process of upgrading our investor relations site. In addition, the second quarter also marked the release of several thought leadership pieces. For the third quarter, we plan to release a thought piece on the media industry and a video update on the Income Opportunity Fund. For the remainder of the year and into 2015, we're focusing on enhancing the overall investment messaging of Westwood's products and the brand and look of our marketing materials. As I mentioned at the beginning, it's a time of genuine gratitude at Westwood. We're very thankful for the many successes of our second quarter. In particular, we're pleased to earn another significant performance fee, and I'd like to thank the great work of our research department, and in particular, Todd Williams and Matthew Na, for another great year for the MLP product. It is truly amazing to see sequential revenue growth of over 19% with expense growth of only 1%. This is the definition of operating leverage, and it's one of the many reasons to invest in a growing asset management company. Before I turn the call over to Bill Hardcastle, I'd like to thank Bill for stepping back into the role of interim CFO. He's done a terrific job while giving us time to search for a permanent CFO. We expect to make an announcement on a new permanent CFO in a few weeks, and we'll file a press release in 8K at that time. I'll now turn things over to Bill, and I'll be available for questions when he's concluded his remarks.
Thanks, Brian. Good afternoon, everyone. Today we reported strong financial results for the second quarter 2014. Our total revenues for the quarter were $30.9 million, a 32% increase compared to $23.5 million in the second quarter of 2013. Comparing second quarter revenue in 2014 versus 2013, asset-based advisory fees increased by 34%, performance-based fees exclusively in our MLP strategies increased by 36%, and trust fees increased by 13%. GAAP net income was $8.8 million, an 81% increase compared to $4.9 million for the second quarter of 2013. GAAP EPS was $1.14 per diluted share versus 65 cents for the second quarter of 2013. Economic earnings were $11.6 million compared to $8 million for the second quarter of 2013. And economic EPS was $1.50 per diluted share versus $1.07 in the prior year quarter. Non-GAAP performance measures, economic earnings, and economic EPS are defined and reconciled with the most comparable GAAP financial measures and tables included at the end of our earnings release. Total expenses for the quarter were $17.2 million, a 9% increase compared to $15.7 million for the second quarter a year ago. Firm-wide assets under management were $20.1 billion as of June 30, 2014, an increase of 27% over the prior year. Institutional assets at quarter end were $12.7 billion, representing 63% of total AUM. Private wealth now stands at $4.1 billion, or 21% of the total, and mutual funds total $3.3 billion, or 16% of total AUM. Included in these numbers, Westwood International Strategies now comprise 15% of our total AUM. Our Board of Directors has approved a quarterly cash dividend of 44 cents per share, payable on October 1, 2014, to stockholders of record on September 15, 2014. This represents an annualized yield of 3.4% at yesterday's closing price. We have posted a presentation on the Investor Relations section of our website at westwoodgroup.com that I encourage you to review. The slides reflect second quarter financial highlights, as well as longer-term trends and the growth of our AUM, revenues, earnings, and dividends. I will also note that we are filing our 10-Q later this afternoon. If you have any questions after reviewing any of this information, feel free to give me a call at the phone number listed on our website. That concludes my discussion of our financials, and I'll turn the call back over to Brian.
Great, Bill. Thanks. If anybody has any questions, press pound.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question at this time, please press star and then the number one key on your touch-tone telephone. If your question has been answered or you wish to remove yourself from the queue, please press the pound key. And our first question comes from the line of Matt Skies from Gabelli. Your line is now open.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and congratulations. What a super quarter that was. Congratulations on the AUM increase as well.
Thanks, Mike.
On the compensation line, it was unchanged on a sequential quarter, so really nice leverage there. Were there any unusual items there, or is that was it just the benefit of the higher AUM?
Any unusual items in the comp line?
Right. Was there anything affecting that, or is that?
No, Mac. I mean, that wouldn't be tied to the AUM. I mean, there's no issue items really to answer your question.
Okay. So just moving along here. The usage assets are really growing nicely, and I'm assuming that the fee rate from that is additive to the complex, just given the results. I was wondering if you could just give a little more color on that.
Well, sure. I think we've posted before what our average fee is. Pretty simple to figure out. Take the revenue divided by the assets. But, the great thing that's happening with all of our newer products carry a fee that's higher than our average fee, and any of the outflows that we're experiencing tend to be in products that have a much lower fee. So while year-to-date our flows have been mixed, the mix itself has improved quite a bit. In fact, the trade-off is a net positive in terms of revenues. Does that answer your question?
I appreciate that, and congratulations, especially on that win you just announced. Thank you.
Thanks, Mac. If there's any other questions, press star one. Sorry, I was not trying to get rid of you by asking you to press pound. Are there any other questions?
And I'm showing no further questions from the phone lines at this time.
Well, great. Well, we appreciate your time. If you have any further questions, please call Bill or I directly. Visit our website at westwoodgroup.com. And again, many thanks for being a shareholder for 12 years. It's awesome. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating in today's conference. This does conclude the program, and you may all disconnect. Have a great day, everyone.